Welcome home to Coffee and Conversation here on a Tuesday morning. Actually, the first guest we've had at the 6:30 slot since the new year. We've had a break there a little bit. It's hard to wake people up after Christmas, I think it is. But Susie Lucas, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you in the studio this morning.
Great to be here.
Appreciate you coming by, and it's always fun to preview some of the exciting drama and music that you all are doing. We've got a couple of students here as well this morning. Micah Lucas, good morning.
Good morning.
And Aubrey Bly, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And it's good to have you folks this morning. We are presenting this weekend, Showtime. Is that right, Susie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, The Music Man Jr. And The Music Man itself is a classical musical from way back, Broadway musical, correct?
Yes.
And we're bringing it to Barron County. Micah, are you excited about The Music Man Jr.?
You betcha.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I am Harold Hill, the traveling salesman who makes his money by swindling people all across the country.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a devious kind of guy.
Yes.
So you're having fun playing this fella, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Aubrey, who are you presenting? What's your character?
I am Marion Peru, the music teacher and librarian of River City.
Okay, and you're probably not as devious as this other guy.
No.
Okay, good. That is good. What are the songs that you're doing? Some of the songs in this musical, just give us an idea of some of the numbers and the titles.
So one of the songs is Goodnight, My Someone.
Okay.
And then another one would be like Wells Fargo Wagon.
Okay. What's the setting? When is this set?
This is set in 1912 in River City, Iowa.
Okay, in River City, Iowa, 1912, turn of the century, turn of the 20th century.
Yes.
Things were looking up and things were good in the old USA back in the day.
They were, and they were simpler.
Yes,
much. And that's been fun.
Yeah, it has to be. The song and I assume dance is part of this in a big way.
Yes. You're going to see lots of singing, lots of dancing. A lot of acting is going into this one, which is different than things that we've done before.
Okay, cool.
And so it gets to showcase other abilities of our students, and they are just knocking it out of the park.
Well, good.
Everybody's going to be super proud of all the work that they've done, and the set is looking great. Finishing touches are going on.
Wonderful.
This week. So.
Wonderful. Well, that is just super. A lot of hard work goes into it.
Yes, sir.
Now, I assume it will be at the high school in the auditorium?
In the auditorium.
Okay, very good. So you all are ready to break a leg. Is that the expression that people still refer to?
Yeah.
Okay. But please, it is snowy and a little icy. Don't break a leg, literally, okay? Yeah, it's cold, but yeah, we want everyone to stay well, and it's going to be a fun weekend indeed. What are you looking forward to presenting most, Micah? I'm just curious. Is there one scene that you just really love more than another?
76 trombones.
76 trombones. I'm curious, do we have 76 trombones for this?
We have about 3 trombones and a mixture of other instruments that the band director at Barron County High School generously let us borrow.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I know that's going to be fun. And Aubrey, what are you looking forward to the most?
My solo, Goodnight, My Someone.
Okay. Well, very good. That's a song I'm going to be listening for. That's for sure. And I believe my wife, who's at the middle school, will get our tickets. I'm not sure which showing that we're going to do, but remind us of the show times again.
Okay. They are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3.
Okay. So 3 opportunities to see The Music Man Jr., and folks are going to be entertained in a great way.
Yes.
Okay. And let me just ask, Aubrey, I'll start with you. The costumes for this musical, are they fun?
Yes.
Set in 1912?
They're very fun.
A little different than what we wear today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Tell us about some of the uniqueness in the costumes.
The hats are very extravagant for like certain characters. And there's suits for the boys. Boys don't usually wear suits now. It's just, I feel like the costumes are fun and extravagant.
Okay,
they're different.
Yeah, those hats. I mean, we just don't appreciate hats like we once did, do we?
No, I think we need to bring them back.
They're so cute.
There you go. Micah, are you excited about the suit and the costuming?
Yes.
You are? Okay. So you probably don't wear one that often, but you like these suits and ties and various things like that. Do the guys have hats as well as the girls?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So there were hats for the guys back then. It's going to be fun. So not only have you got to sing, not only do you get to sing and dance, but you've got to maneuver your hats and do a little, choreography with your arms too, right?
Yes.
So cool. That sounds fun. Well, Susie Lucas, we're looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it as well. And please come and join us.
Well, we will get the word out for sure, and hope you all have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay, thanks so much. And Susie and Micah Lucas in the studio, Aubrey Bly, and we appreciate you all joining us this morning.